Though I don't know why we're eating elephants.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh my god, hi. Anybody else have a dream? Not that kind of dream, you know, if you know what I'm talking about. I've had a dream since I was 6 years old. I think you all probably know this by now, but I've wanted to be a country singer since I was very young. Moved to Nashville years ago to start making it happen. And when you get in the middle of trying to, like, make a dream happen, you sort of get lost. Well, I guess you can get lost in sort of the minutia, the everyday stuff, and the, like, back and forth and the rejection and this and that. And sometimes it can take a toll on you, and you have to sort of, like, take yourself out of it and look at yourself from the outside and see how much progress you've made. And also, you just have to focus on, like, one thing at a time. That's what I've learned from, like, pursuing my dream, is that you just have to focus on one thing at a time. You can't eat an elephant in one bite, although I don't know why we're eating elephants. But you have to do it one thing at a time. And I'm a little sick today, I think. I have this sign in my living room that I made that reminds me every day to water the dream. Here's a plant. See this plant? We have another visual aid today. This plant, if I don't give it life, if I don't water it or give it sunlight or repot it every now and then so that its roots can grow and so that it can grow to its fullest potential. If I'm not watering it, if I'm not taking care of it on the daily, it's going to die. And that's the same thing with your dream. Like, if you don't water the dream every day, it's not going to grow. It's not going to go anywhere. So even if you feel burnout or you feel like you don't have enough time because you're working multiple jobs, what's one thing that you can do to water the dream today and move that needle a little bit forward? It can be the simplest of things. For me, it's like warming up, you know, like I sometimes forget that, like, my number one passion in life is singing, and because I get so caught up in the business side of things and, like, booking gigs and trying to, like, write with people and trying to meet with publishers and trying to do this and trying to do that, that I forget that, like, I started all this because I want to sing. And sometimes I neglect that. And so sometimes the easiest way for me to water the dream and just sort of get in the mode is to do a vocal warm-up. And so that will compound on itself and it will lead to other things. It's kind of like when you're depressed. Hi, hello. Where it's like, just get out of bed. Okay, now make coffee. Okay, now take a shower. It's like that one foot in front of the other thing. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking in circles. Oh my gosh. Am I getting sick? But anyways, I encourage you today to water the dream. Find one small thing that you can do to push forward towards your ultimate end goal. And stop eating elephants, for God's sake. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.